are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates. And as it is Thursday, joining me this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
A little nicer weather for you to come this week.
Oh, wasn't yesterday just perfect?
It was beautiful. Today shouldn't be too bad either.
Well, good, good. I was hoping we could get a few more drops of rain out of the deal, but
yes,
no such luck.
Well, and that's the funny thing. If you looked at the radar yesterday afternoon, it said it was raining, but it just didn't get to us. It may have rained from cloud to cloud, but it didn't hit the ground, unfortunately.
Yeah, not very much anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. So one of the things I thought I should mention as I drove across the bridge this morning, the left-hand lane on the bridge is closed. So when you're coming across the bridge, be prepared for that, to go to one lane. And that's the end of my traffic report.
There you go. But that's a good heads up for people coming across the bridge.
It is. It surprised me. There wasn't much advance warnings.
Yeah, so just be prepared.
Exactly.
It might slow you down just a little.
Just a tad.
Not too bad. But lots going on in Fort Pierre. As always.
Yesterday, last evening, the Planning and Zoning Commission met and approved the boundaries and the zoning for the TIF District Number 6. And that would be the property that is has been identified for the senior living development.
Okay.
And also, the HME consultant was in for the meeting, and she brought me a gift. And it is a beautiful layout of what that senior living development is going to look like.
Ooh.
And the name.
Okay.
And I can announce the name.
Oh, awesome.
The working title on the documents, on the plans, has been Peaceful Pines, which I think sounds like a cemetery.
it kind of does, uh-huh. Yes.
And so the marketing person was in, and we had a discussion about the history of Fort Pierre, and then she had noticed that the street that where the facility is going to be built is Yellowstone. So that's the name, and I love it because that is such an important name in Fort Pierre's history, and I think it's a very well known name right now because of the TV show.
Exactly, that can't hurt at all.
Going to Yellowstone, so I love the name. I just think it's just going to be very descriptive, and a whole lot better than Peaceful Pines because they're not a pine tree in sight. So,
right.
Yeah, maybe if we were in Rapid City.
But yeah, I think, like you said, that is a great name.
It
so
is.
There we go. Is. Now we can call it Yellowstone.
Exactly. So the next step will be the city council will consider the entire plan. And so it is... all complete now with all the details. We found an error yesterday in a date that, I don't know, but we've had about six pairs of eyes on this thing, and I don't know how we missed that. But I think it will be all complete and accurate and up to date and ready for the council to consider on May 2nd.
Very nice. So that's where we're at with that. We got a name. We've got some more things happening.
It is wonderful. It is. And what's the other thing? Oh, I'm going to bring Scott Deal in with me probably next week because he's got some super exciting news about a new event at the fairgrounds this fall. And I'll just give you a little sneak peek on that because it is exciting. It is a national event. That's what it is.
Oh, wow. How are you squeezing in another event? You've always got something happening.
That's up to Scott.
Wow.
But this is a three-day event this fall, and so I'll bring him in so he can talk more about it because I'm just super excited about it.
I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got to share with us.
All right.
And what else is going on these days?
We have a cleanup on the 30th, which is a week from Saturday, from 2 to 4:30, the Rotary Club is organizing it. But we would love to have more volunteers. There seems like there's an extraordinary amount of litter. And what we focus on is the area at the end of the bridge. And there's just a lot of stuff around there and needs to be cleaned up, get the city looking good for fall. So
absolutely.
I'll have plenty of orange vests and orange bags and bottles of water. So if you want to come and help clean up, it's a great way for kids to help. And so we will meet in cul-de-sac behind Drifters at 2 o'clock. So if you want to join us, please do so.
There you go. So if you want to round up your family or some coworkers and get some groups together, that would be a great thing. All this wind has brought all kinds
it
of
has.
Stuff all
yeah,
over the place.
Has.
So
it has. And I remember taking my grandkids on a cleanup like that, and that made them very aware of never throwing anything out the window, not even a toothpick.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I think it's a great awareness thing for kids.
So, yeah, we hope you get a great turnout and be able to clean things up and getting it spiffy over there in Fort Pierce.
Exactly, exactly. And then the final thing that I should talk about is our Energize Conference. And that is May 11th and 12th. It begins at noon on Wednesday, ends at noon on Thursday. And the breakout sessions are awesome. I have been talking with the individual who's a keynote speaker, and just his keynote speech alone would be worth the price of admission. Anytime I talk about things, I generally don't have a whole lot of information on contact, but just call me or email me or text me and we'll get you the information.
Yeah, it's going to be a worthwhile conference, very informative and a lot of great sessions, as you said. So
there are.
Don't miss out on this opportunity right here in our backyard.
Exactly. It's probably the first and only time that Fort Pierre will host this conference. It's a statewide conference, and I have attended it in several places. It focuses on towns under 5,000 in population, and those of us who live in small towns have a lot in common with other people who live in small towns. You have a lot of the same issues and generally the same lack of resources. So it is a great way to exchange ideas and not try to invent the wheel. Other cities have done this.
Yes.
And whether it's rejuvenating your main street or new uses for old buildings or incorporating arts into your downtown, there are some great ideas out there.
There really are. So they're going to be shared. Don't miss out because there may be something that's going to be helpful.
Absolutely, there will be.
All right. Well, thank you, Mayor. You have a great day. You can give us a traffic report when you get back home if you'd like. How things were on the way back on the bridge.
Okay, I'll do that. That'll be my new job.
There you go. We'll get a little stipend set up for you or something.
Oh, that would help. Yes.
we'll take it out of Jody's her salary.
There we go.
There you go. The official Fort Pierre helicopter, so we can do traffic reports. Well, you have a great one. Enjoy this beautiful day, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave. I will.
There is Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate, Vistacare, and Audiology Associates.